Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone. This is Sue Storm, your host for Angel Talk on the BBS radio network. If you'd like to call in, the number is 888-268-4313. International, that's 888-268-4313. And I'm just thrilled to be here. And today, I hope you're as excited as I am, because the subject of our discussion today is prosperity.
We have a caller on the line.
Would you
want to take calls right away or wait
sure,
a bit?
Sure.
You got it. Now,
okay.
Do you want me to give you the tone or just announce it like this?
Just announce it. That's fine.
You got it. I'll have them on in about 5 seconds.
Okay. We'll take our first caller before we go on to the definition of prosperity. I'm going to make you wait for that one.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
I'm Sunny. This is Sunny.
Sunny. Oh, hi, Sunny. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? Well, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
And what can I help you with? Have you ever had your angel name?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just kind of like right now, I'm experiencing some like a relationship and destruction, so I'm not really quite sure which way should I go, you know, like direction. So I'm just trying to get some help from the angels.
Okay, you're in a relationship. Is it a marriage or just a relationship?
No. Exactly, I'm not really in a relationship now, but cause I like this guy for like a year and a half already, cause I was in New York doing my internship with CBS Television, and we met actually like 4 years ago, but we kind of lost contact for maybe two or three years. And very dramatically, we just get connected together. But he had a girlfriend at the time, you know. We just got back together, like friends. But for the time, I already like fall in love with him, and I think he definitely has feelings about me as well, but he just, you know, it's kind of on and off situation.
Well, okay, so this is what I think, or what the angels think, actually. You have to step back and take a really good look at this. It seems like it's a time to be somewhat involved, and yet you don't throw your whole heart into it, because you need some time to really evaluate everything that's going on. It feels like it's something that could prosper, but it could go the other way too. You're right sort of on the pivot point, right in the middle.
Right. Yeah, because he just told me like recently, he said he broke up with his girlfriend. But I'm not too sure, because it's been complicated. I'm not too sure, should I pursue this relationship or you just let it sit. And
you know, I would just let it sit and just see where it goes. You know, don't push forward on it. If you get an opportunity to go out with someone else, go out with someone else, and just see, and just let him make the moves and see where it goes.
Okay.
Okay? All right,
yes,
and then if
yes.
you want to, do you have my number to call me if you want to have a session with me and we can go more into it?
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Sue.
Okay, all right, take
okay,
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, so now you are going to get your definition of prosperity. Prosperous in the dictionary is eager and vigorous growth. So that has to do with every area of your spirituality, money, finances, and health and happiness and spirituality, enlightenment, all are parts of eager and vigorous growth. So let's talk about prosperity today. And then I'm going to give you a little advance notice that next week I'm going to be traveling, so I'm not going to be on. There will be a rerun of my show next week. But the following week, or in 2 weeks, the subject of the program is going to be money.
We have another caller online.
Okay, that's great. I'll take
seconds.
The caller.
You got it.
We'll take our caller first, and then we'll talk a little more about prosperity, and then...
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can I help you with? Would you like your angel names, or have you already gotten those?
I haven't had any angel readings.
Okay, good. And so you don't know the names of your personal guardian angels, correct?
Right.
Okay, correct. So here we go. Do you have something to write them down with?
Not right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you three names, okay? You have Nancy, who's the angel of productivity. That's the angel that helps you get things done on time. And
uh-huh.
then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Does that help you?
Yes. I need to turn this down just a moment, okay?
Can you say that one more time? Can you tell me one more time what you just said?
I needed to turn down the radio.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we're having that feedback in the background.
Yeah, it helped a lot. Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so what would you like to know?
I don't know. I just, I'm very spiritual, and I want to know if I'm on my path properly or if there's anything I need to be doing to get on the right path.
Good, good question. Okay. I feel you are on the right path. The angels are telling me that you try really hard to think the right thoughts and do the right things, and they're very proud of you. And I don't know if you have copies of the Angel First Aid books, but they will help you if to stay on the path and move forward if you would like to get copies of them. I'll give you my 800 number. It's a toll-free number, and you can call me after the show and we can talk more about it. Would you like to do that?
Okay.
Okay, it's well, you don't have anything to write it down with, do you now?
Actually, I'm handicapped and can't use my right hand and talk on the phone at the same time.
Okay, all right, then, let's see, I'm trying to think how I can, why don't you give me your number, if you don't mind, and I'll call you. Do you want to do that?
That would be fine.
Okay, what is your number?
My number is 863.
Uh-huh.
604-0349.
Okay, I didn't hear it all. 863-604-0349. Okay, 604-0249?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And your name was Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call you back, Lisa, after the show, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now let's go on with our prosperity for today. And the angel specialist for prosperity, and I love this archangel, is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, because Uriel is the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. And there is no better place to be than in the wings or arms of Archangel Uriel. The other angel for prosperity is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength. And the stronger you are, the stronger your thoughts are, the stronger your spirituality, the stronger your body is, the more strength that you have, the better your ability to manifest prosperity. Another angel in this chapter, and we're talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. We worked on this success book for actually 10 weeks, and now we're working on Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. And if you want to follow along with me and you want to get a copy of either of the books or both of them, my 800 number in the States is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net. And you can buy the books on the website, too. Okay, next angel, and this is absolutely an angel for prosperity, is Katrina. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. Lucien, L-U-C-I-E-N, is the angel of resources. So if you have those three angels standing around you, if you have resources, prosperity, and manifesting, you're in really good shape. All right, let's go talk about what the beginning of the chapter of prosperity is, and then we're going to talk more about how to manifest it for yourself. It says, prosperity is more than the attainment of wealth or money, and that's absolutely true. It is truly a joyous way of living. This rich and fulfilling state of being is experienced when every aspect of a person's life is in balance. With assistance from the angels, people can achieve and enjoy the wholeness, love, inner peace, and financial security that signify a prosperous life. This is so exciting. Because if you can think of, if you can visualize what your life would be like, if it was filled with everything that you wanted, rich and fulfilling, with balance and wholeness and peace and financial security and love and everything else, good health, how exciting life would be, how fulfilling it would be. All right. Now let's talk about the affirmations. And an affirmation is something that you say over and over again. And especially good time to say it is when you first wake up in the morning and at night when you're going to sleep, because the angels don't sleep at night, so they can keep working on whatever your affirmation is. Affirmations always start with I am or I have, because they're a statement of belief in a positive way. So, I am prosperous now is your first affirmation for this chapter. I am prosperous now. And emphasize the now. You don't want to wait for a year. You want it now. And then I have all that is desired. I have all that is desired. My next one is I am happy and calm. If you're prosperous, you're happy and you're calm. I am loved and appreciated. I am loved and appreciated. That's part of being prosperous. And the last one for this chapter is, I have an abundant life. And you know what? I'm going to add another one for today. I have a joyous life, because right after abundance comes joy. All right. Now we're going to talk about something different. We're going to talk about time prosperity. This is one of the remedies in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. time prosperity. Someone out there is thinking, because the angels just told me this, someone is thinking that they want to know, how do you talk to your angels? So I'm going to tell you, you talk to your angels just like you're talking to me, or I'm talking to you. So if you were going to talk to Evelyn, the angel of manifesting, you would say, Evelyn, I need a new car. I need some extra cash. I want to manifest the right job for me and the right position, and I want to be on the right path. So you would just talk to them just like you're talking to me. Timothy is a really good angel to talk to in the prosperity area because he's the angel of good fortune. So if you need fast cash or if you need something quickly, Timothy is the one you want to talk to. All right, now we're going to time prosperity. If you want things to work well and you need more time because you're rushed or less time because you're bored, you do a remedy called time prosperity. So you think of the area in your chest and you fill it with more space. You can expand your chest if you want to and fill it with more space. Then do the project or finish whatever it is you're doing and then put your body back to the way it was before in your visualization. So if you are thinking about you're really, really rushed, you have a lot to do, you don't know how you're going to be able to get everything done, then expand your chest, fill it full of extra air, extra space. If you want to, you can take some deep breaths and breathe extra space into your chest area. And then when you're finished with the project, whoosh, put it right back to the way it was. And that's a remedy called time prosperity. Another remedy in this chapter is one that I really like, and that's called backbone. And with backbone, you think of your energy moving to the back. For one thing, if you feel out of balance and you feel things aren't working just right, it could be because your energy is too far out in front of you, and that will weaken you. If you're thinking too much about the future, what if this happens, or what if that doesn't, or what if? If you're thinking too much in the future, then you need to bring your energy back. Get your hand and put it out in front of you and pull some of your energy back, and then put it into your backbone. And people won't mess with someone who has their energy in their backbone. So if you have to confront a boss, or you have to confront a person in relationship, or your children, or someone, around money for whatever reason, put your energy in your backbone and see if things don't go a lot better. Okay, Don, could we possibly take a break right about now? Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, your host for Angel Talk, and I'm also known as the Angel Lady, and we're talking today about prosperity. So the next remedy in prosperity is called angel love. And you begin by filling your heart with as much love as you can. Because if you think about it, prosperity is not just money. Prosperity is all about love and happiness and joy. And that's what we're talking about today. Everything that makes your life worth living. And so if you just take your heart and think of it filled with love, if you want to take a deep breath and just breathe love into your heart. Breathe it in. Feel all that love coming into your heart, coming into your soul, and helping you with strength and joy and harmony and serenity. Just breathe in the love. And I have something very interesting to tell you, too. There is a very close relationship between the vibration of love and the vibration of money. So if you're feeling loved, if you're feeling happy, even if you're just feeling the spiritual love coming from above, if you don't have a mate or someone in your life right now, if you're feeling love, you can bring in the love, and you can bring in the happiness, and you can bring in the strength, and you can bring in the power. So I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. Take a couple of deep breaths and just breathe in the love. I can feel it. I can feel the difference. I can feel my audience getting their love.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I left the microphone on. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It's unnaturally quiet here, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
We've got a lot of listeners, but they're not calling in. I don't understand it. So they should be calling in.
Okay. I'll give out the number one more time. How about if we do that?
That sounds great.
Okay. So it's the number to call in is 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. And let me tell you what you can get if you call in. You can get an affirmation, especially for you from your angels. You can talk to me and ask me questions about anything you'd like to know about, health, happiness, prosperity, relationships, whatever you'd like to know. And that includes money and finances. And you can also get the names of your three personal guardian angels. Hold on a minute here. When I cough, it's usually the angels telling me that something very important is about to happen. So let's just see if maybe we have an important caller or something good is going on. All right. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the, what do we want to talk about now? Oh, golden cylinder. This is probably the best and the most famous one of my remedies in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. So this is how you do it. You pretend like there's a golden cylinder, a great big golden cylinder on your shoulders. It doesn't have to be heavy. It's just touching your shoulders. And this cylinder is going way up into the heavens. And we're going to go way up, and we're going to get the infinite resources. We want to get the resources of God, of joy, of the angels, of the Creator.
We have a caller.
Okay, I'm going to finish this and then I'll do that.
Okay, you got it.
So you want to get your energy from the infinite highest source and then bring that down. Visualize it coming down your golden cylinder and just ask for that infinite power and resource and see if you don't make your life better. And do it every day. Pick a time during the day and do it every day and just feel it coming in. Okay, Don, we'll take a caller.
Caller is there.
Hello?
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sunny again. I'm just wondering, like, who's my three angels' name? I didn't quite get it last time.
Oh, you didn't get the names of your angels?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What do we have here? Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication.
Gabriel?
Gabriel, right.
Okay.
Okay. Messages and communication.
Okay, so the angel of message?
Messages. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then Sarah.
Sarah?
S-A-R-A-H, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
is the angel of harmony.
Harmony, okay.
Okay. And then your last angel is different. It's Joseph, the angel of joy.
The angel of joy, Joseph.
So you have joy and harmony, and then you have messages and communication.
Great. If I want to talk to my angel about my
like my career or relationship, who should I like talk to best?
You know, you just if it's about career, it's Corey, Angel of Career Development.
Uh-huh.
And if it's about a relationship, it's Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love.
Tarina?
Tarina or Tara. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tara, okay.
Either one.
So, sorry, the first name, I mean, the first one for the career, the name, I think,
Corey, C-O-R-Y.
C-O-R-Y?
Yes,
Corey.
Corey, angel of career development.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you called back. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. Well, the angels are coming up with another affirmation that they want me to tell you. It's from the success book, but it's, I have a peaceful life. And let's all do that together. We're going to say that three times. I have a peaceful life. I have a peaceful life. I have a peaceful life. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a life filled with peace? So just keep saying that affirmation and everything will go okay. You will have a peaceful life.
Okay, we have a caller online.
All right, good. I'll take it now.
I'll put them on.
Hello.
Hello, Sue. This is Gemma.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks. I was wondering if you could tell me the angels for my husband, Mike.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'd be glad to do that. And I'll give you an affirmation for him, too.
Wonderful.
Okay. Hold on here a minute. Let me get organized. I hear he's got some pretty powerful angels, and they've been watching over him, and that's really good. He has Caroline, the angel of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then he has Robert, the angel of balance. And it feels like he does something with numbers or something, because it feels like he's always balancing something.
Yes, he's in accounting.
That sounds right, and it feels like there's always balance there.
Uh-huh, and that's very much him. He's very balanced.
It feels like he's always balancing. Balancing his relationships, balancing everything out.
So. Yes, that's so true.
Okay. And his archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Uh-huh.
It feels like he's compassionate, too. He's very understanding. Compassion has a lot to do with understanding, and it feels like that's the kind of guy he is.
Oh, he is very much so.
So you're very lucky. All right, his affirmation, and then I'll give you one, too.
Okay.
His affirmation is, I am hopeful and focused. Because when he's focused, he's dynamite. I am hopeful and focused.
All right.
And your affirmation is, I am creating abundance.
I am creating abundance.
Yeah, just keep saying that.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks for calling, Gemma.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. What are we going to do now? Huh? What's important? We could get into that judge stuff, but that's kind of long, and we're going to be going to a break in a little bit, so we're going to do a prosperity painting. That's going to be our next one, and then after break we'll talk about the judge. Here is the prosperity painting. Think about what you want your life to be like. When you wake up in the morning, what do you want to do? Do you want to be excited about going to a job? Do you want to be excited about spending the day traveling or doing something important? What would be prosperity to you? So if you had all the money in the world and you didn't have to worry and you had good health and you were happy and you had the love in your life, what would your day be like? And what I want you to do is pretend like in your mind with your eyes closed that you're painting a mural, and paint a mural of that of your day. And you don't have to be fussy. I mean, it's certainly no one is going to see this but you and the angels. So You don't have to say, oh, I'm not a good artist or whatever. What I want you to do is just in your mind visualize how happy would you be? How would you look? Would you be slender? Would you, what would you look like? How would you act during the day? How would you feel?
We have a caller.
Okay.
I'll put him on.
Okay, good.
Hi, Sue.
Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
Good. Can you hear me today?
Not very well.
Not very well. Okay, we're going to have to work on that.
Right.
All right. What can I help you with today?
Well, my understanding is you're talking about prosperity.
Uh-huh, that's true.
And I was thinking that, well, I wanted to thank you for talking about prosperity because my question is, wouldn't you say that the more people that focus on prosperity in the world, the more prosperous our environment would be?
Absolutely. What a good insight. Yes, true. The angels are clapping. They think that was very good. That was excellent. And that's true, because when one person becomes more prosperous, we all become more prosperous. So that is absolutely...
Well, that's why I think it's great that you are putting all this energy and attention to these wonderful issues. I know you've been talking about love and relationship and balance and all kinds of wonderful topics. And so I'm thinking that your focus on all this is helping to improve the quality of the world for everybody.
Well, thank you, Marty. It certainly is my goal and my intention to do that, and I hope it's working as well as I would like it to.
Well, I'm grateful.
Good. Would you like an angel for today?
Actually, I would, yes.
Okay, good. Let's see. I think your angel is Corey. The angel of career development, C-O-R-Y.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the angel that is the best one for you right now. We've got to get you on a career that's skyrocketing. There we go, and very prosperous. How's that?
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, career's been a big focus in my life and certainly lately.
Okay, good. Well, you thank you very much for calling. And I won't
night.
Be on next week, but in 2 weeks maybe you can call in again. How's that?
Okay.
Okay,
great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's get back to affirmations, because those are fun things to talk about. I have found balance, and that is so important. If you can balance your life, if you have fun some of the time and rest some of the time, and you have and work some of the time, and work at something that you really want to do. If you are skilled at something, if you have fun doing it, then try really hard to develop working that type of a career around what your expertise is and what your specialty is. So I have a great zest for life is another one, and it's certainly one that goes along with prosperity. I have a great zest for life. I am attracting mentors. We talked about that when we were talking about the success book. And mentors are really important because they are the people that help you grow. And if you remember, our definition of prosperity is eager and vigorous growth. So the faster you can grow, the better you're going to be, the more prosperous you're going to be, and the happier you're going to be. And I'm really excited about helping all of you in your personal growth. And in turn, you help me, because I love it when you call and ask questions. And then sometimes I get answers that I hadn't even thought about asking the angels. They come through to answer questions, and they give me the answers that I'm looking for. So the number to call in again is 888-268-4313. If you want to talk to me on the air, get the names of your angels and get the information on anything that's going on in your life. I'm very happy to do that for you. And then the next thing is, if you want to get a consultation with me, if you would like to get some personal information
about anything that's going on in your life. I'm particularly skilled at helping people move forward, getting to a higher spiritual level and getting into a different place in life, moving from where you are now to where you want to be. That's really my specialty. And I'd be very happy to share it with you. So we're going to take another break here. We're trying to do this every 20 minutes. Don, do you want to come in and help us?
Sure.
And we'll take our break here?
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hello, this is Sue Storm from Angel Talk. I am your host of this program. And if you'd like to call in and get the names of your angels or ask me questions about any subject, that's wonderful. I'd be more than happy to help you out. And the number to call is 888-268-4313. If you want to call me direct, my 800 number, if you're calling me to order copies of the book so that you can follow along with the program, is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790 in the States. And you can also ask me for a reading or consultation, and I'd be very happy to help you move forward in your life. All right, we were talking about the judge, and I said I was going to do this after break, and here we go, because this is a big, heavy subject. There is a part of each one of us that stays inside, instead that in our mind, that I call the judge. And when you hear a voice that tells you about the bad things that you're doing, or that you're stupid, or that you're never going to make it, or this isn't going to work, or you can't talk to your angels. I mean, you know that voice. When you hear that voice that upsets you and tells you you're too fat or you're too tall or you're too this or you're too that, that voice I call the judge. Now, you can't really get rid of that voice, and that voice will attack you more when you're stressed or when you're tense or when you're worried. So try not to be stressed, tensed, or worried, because then he's going to have a stronghold on you and be able to come in and get you more. So what you want to do is neutralize your judge. And the way you do that is when you feel that feeling that you get when he's coming all over you, you know, when he's saying something to you and you get that, oh, that awful feeling, and you feel like you've done something wrong, and boy, you should have done it different, and that kind of thing. When you get that, I want you to put your hand out in front of you like you're going to stop a train and just say, stop. And if you're somewhere where you can't do that, then just put your take your index finger and just move it like stop. And get that judge to stop. And then I want you to think about your angels being there, loving you, guiding you. Because in truth, everyone has three angels that are with them their whole life, loving them, guiding them, watching over them. So you have these three angels that are there with you. And if you want to hold them or love or let them hold you, I mean, that would be a wonderful way to reduce the effect of the judge. And that's basically what you want to do. You want to not have to worry about that judge being there. Okay, that's the story of the judge. And if the angels can help you, you can get rid of that awful feeling. Think about the good things in life. And then talk to Caroline. She's just coming to me right now and saying, talk to me. I'm the angel of positive thinking. So the next thing you want to do is talk to Caroline and see if she can help you make your life more positive and make it better. Do we have a caller?
I can't.
You've
got
Don?
Yes.
I'm hearing background.
Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Am I still on the air, and do we have a caller?
We don't have a caller, unfortunately.
Okay, I will
but,
keep going.
All right. About that. We sometimes I forget to turn off the mics. I've got like five mics here.
Okay. No problem. We'll just keep going here.
You're wonderful.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go back to some affirmations, because affirmations are fun and they work. This one is, I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. And it's fun to say them three times. I am whole and complete. Another good affirmation is, I am smiling all the time. You're not going to be able to be depressed and sad and down if you think of a smiley face in your belly and you bring it all the way up to your lips. So you start with your waist down by your navel, and you think of a smiley face, and you bring it all the way up to your lips. So I am smiling all the time. And that's a great way to keep yourself upbeat, spiraling up, and feeling happy. I am whole and complete. I have happiness every day. Here's another one that I like. I am sensitive and intuitive. Because, boy, when you're listening to that voice, when you're listening to your intuition, and when you're sensitive and intuitive, you've got it all. And we can go back to the golden cylinder that I was talking about before, and then we got the call, so I never really got to talk about it very much. And if you think about the golden cylinder and the energy coming in, and you think about the strength and power that comes in with the infinite resources, that's what you want to ask for. Send me my infinite resources. And let them come down and just help you. Lucian is the angel of resources. And if you stop and think about what are resources, resources are anything that can help you make it better. Resources can be money. They can be mentors or people that can help you. It can just plain be the energy to heal you and give you strength. All of this is resources. So, and thoughts. I mean, just getting the right ideas, just being clear. Lois is the angel of clarity. Just being clear is a wonderful type of resource. All right, we're going to do something different here. I'm not sure what it is because the angels haven't told me yet. But they're telling me we're going to do something different. I know what I'm going to do. I am going to give you some angel names from the health chapter. That's what they want me to do. There is someone out there who needs to know this, so here we go. Archangel Raphael is the archangel from the health chapter. And Blake is the angel of comfort. Eileen is the angel of happiness. Florence is the angel of compassion. And I'll go over those because someone told me that they try and write them down as I'm saying them, so I'm going to go over them one more time. Blake is the angel of comfort. Eileen is the angel of happiness. And Florence is the angel of compassion. Here's an interesting angel. I think you're going to laugh when you hear about this one. This is Gunther. Gunther, G-U-N-T-H-E-R. He's the angel of fitness. And certainly if you're healthy, you're fit. So if it just means ballroom dancing, or if it means walking, or if it means working out, Gunther is the angel of fitness. Let him help you out. And if you get really tired and you've got strained muscles, ask him to help you heal, too. All right. My favorite remedy, and this is also the remedy for losing weight, it's for metabolism, it's for weight loss, it's for a general lift. This is my favorite remedy, and it's called Vitality Plus. And I have to tell you, I do this remedy every day. And you take your left hand and you put it on your throat. Just kind of put your fingers and your thumb around your neck so that your hand is on your throat. You take your right hand and you put it down at your side with your fingers pointing towards the floor, and you start swinging your hand, and you start moving your hand, and you move it and move it and move it until it's going clockwise, and your wrist is moving faster and faster until you, you don't have to take off, but you just try and move your wrist faster and faster, about 40 turns, if you can do 40 turns. And what that does is that just puts energy into your thyroid, and your thyroid is what runs your metabolism, and your metabolism is what regulates your temperature and your weight. So if you just need extra energy, or if you want to maintain the weight you're at, or if you want to lose some extra weight, Vitality Plus is the one to do. And this is a remedy that's in both of my books, Angel First Aid RX for Miracles and Angel First Aid RX for Success. So if you're wanting to get or desiring to get those books, you can call me at 800-323-1790, and I will be thrilled to send them out and talk to you about them. Okay, what do we want to do next? I'm waiting for the angels to give me a signal. I know what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the picture. If you remember, we were picturing prosperity. Well, we're going to go back, and this time we're going to picture prosperity in a way that brings in your good health. So when you close your eyes and you draw your mural in your mind and you visualize your mural, then you do it with good health as your option, where you're feeling fit, and Gunther is your angel of fitness, and you're feeling strong, and Barry is your angel of strength, and you're feeling happy, and Eileen is your angel of happiness. And all these angels are helping you, and you're feeling absolutely and looking absolutely incredible, younger and more vital and energetic, and just exciting. So visualize your painting, make your mural, and another little thing that's kind of interesting is, if you, after you get your painting finished, if you frame it in a color of a chakra, so that's going to be interesting. The colors of the chakras you want to frame it in are either orange, and that's the color of manifesting, or yellow, and that's the color of emotional security. And I think those are probably the only two colors, unless you want to use pink, which is the heart chakra, and that would be the color of love. And sometimes the heart chakra is in green, so pink or green. And that should be a very exciting way of framing your picture and getting it ready for the angels to take up into the angelic realm and manifest for you, for vitality, for prosperity, and for good health. So we're going to close the show for today. This is Sue Storm from Angel Talk. I'm thrilled that you were with me today and you were listening to my program. If I will be doing a repeat show next week, but the following week I will be back on. And the subject for that show is going to be, are you ready? Money, M-O-N-E-Y, which is a chapter in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. Money, that's going to be our show for the next time.
Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
Yeah.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.